It's a sad fact that over the past 15 years, at least 3,000 aid workers have been killed, injured or kidnapped around the world. With increasing strife across the globe, being an aid worker has never been more dangerous, a fact tragically illustrated by the recent US airstrike on an MSF hospital in Kunduz in Afghanistan, which killed 30 people, including 14 staff. This week, government leaders are coming together in Geneva for an International Red Cross conference, which will confront the increasing challenges facing international aid efforts. Dominic Stillhart is the Director of Operations at the International Committee for the Red Cross, and he joins us from the conference. Dominic, many thanks for your time this evening. In your role, you're directly responsible for the safety of 11,000 ICRC staff across the world's worst conflict zones. Just how big a burden is that?
Good evening, Patricia. Nice talking to you on your program. Indeed, managing the security of our staff is one of my main responsibilities, and it is, if there is something or anything that keeps me awake at night, it is clearly the security of our staff that is working in extremely dangerous places, theaters of conflict like in Syria, Yemen, South Sudan, Iraq, or Afghanistan.
We're seeing devastating conflict in Syria and Afghanistan. It's been the bloodiest year since the US invaded in 2001. Just how dangerous is it there for aid workers today? And has it got much worse in the last year?
Well, one thing that we've been observing in the past years is an increasing fragmentation of conflict with a multiplication of parties to the conflict. And what is difficult for us as an organization that is working without armed protection in all these areas of conflict is that we need to reach out to all parties to the conflict in order to have access to the very people and communities who are affected by conflict. When I was last in Syria, our teams to move from the capital in Damascus to a city further in the north, to Aleppo, they had to go through around 60 different checkpoints that are belonging to different groups. So these are the kind of challenges that we are facing today, being in touch, having a dialogue with all these different parties on the ground, which is extremely challenging.
What happens in ISIS-controlled areas?
Unfortunately, the ICRC has relatively limited access to populations that are living under control of the Islamic State group. We have sporadic access. We can do some limited assistance into these areas. But unfortunately, the current level of dialogue that we have with this group is definitely not sufficient for us to carry out meaningful operations in these areas, although we know that there are hundreds of thousands of people that are in urgent need of humanitarian assistance there.
Is there a sense that despite your best efforts, the rules of war are increasingly being thrown out the window, that some groups are capable of anything when it comes to killing and kidnapping aid workers and terrorizing communities?
Well, I'm traveling extensively in all these conflict areas, and one thing that I can definitely confirm, if I see all these women, children and men who are affected today by conflict, we are talking about 60 million people that are displaced, which is a record since the Second World War. We can definitely say that there is not sufficient respect for international humanitarian law. And this is also why this International Red Cross and Red Crescent Conference that brings together 190 national societies and over 170 states to discuss in particular about enhancing respect for international humanitarian law is so important. And that is also why working for the ICRC is so rewarding, because on one hand, we are privileged and have the opportunity to assist people who are affected by conflict on the ground. And on the other hand, we are working together with national societies and states to enhance the legal framework that should protect the people who are affected by conflict.
How badly has the MSF airstrike affected the aid community as a whole?
Well, it is. I mean, like everybody, I was deeply shocked by the bombing of the MSF hospital in Kunduz. We had two of our own staff working in that very same hospital. And it is just another clear indication that health structures and health workers are constantly under attack. And it doesn't only happen in Afghanistan. It happens in Yemen, where more than 100 attacks on different health facilities have taken place. In Syria, more than 150 of these attacks have taken place since the beginning of this year. And this is also one of the reasons why in the past few years we have launched an initiative which is called Healthcare in Danger, which aims at better protecting health facilities, health workers, all the people like ambulance drivers who are taking out wounded from the battlefield. And it is also one of the resolutions here in this conference where I'm sitting.
Dominic, thank you so much for coming on the program tonight.
Thank you, Patricia.
And that's Dominic Stillhart, Director of Operations at the International Committee for the Red Cross.